Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
Hi, hey, Cass.
Hey.
How are
you? Great to see you guys. I forgot that the show started at like 6.
Hey, I forgot earlier in the week also.
Glad to be here. Sorry about that. My alarms also forgot to turn on.
Blame it on the Superman.
Yeah.
There it is.
No, I know exactly what happened, but it's weird and techie, so.
Elon Musk's fault.
Yes, Elon and Mark Zuckerberg
blame it on
conspired.
Them both, for mm-hmm. sure. Mm-hmm.
So what's going on with your friend now that she's got, a brand new friend that she wants to bring in around the family?
So my friend and her family go on this big beach trip every Labor Day, like the whole family. It's not really a reunion. They just don't live in the same state, so it's a chance for them to all to get together at this big beach house. It's kind of a family tradition. And it's like my friend, her parents, her sister, and I think a couple of cousins and their kids. And my friend has 2 kids, 5 and 7. So I think the kids in the house range from like 2 to 9. Anyway, so my friend's older sister has a newish boyfriend. They've been dating for 1.5 years, so it's getting real serious. And my friend has met this guy a couple times, really likes him. They haven't spent a ton of time together, but he seems really great. So all's well there. And then the sister goes, I want to bring my new boyfriend to the family beach vacation, to which everyone is like, sure, he can rent a condo, have him come over during the day, hang out. And sister says, no, I want him to stay in the house with all of us. And half of the family is like, yeah, sure, why not? You've been together 1.5 years, you're mm-hmm. getting serious. And the other half, specifically my friend and the other moms, are, heck no, you cannot stay, he cannot stay in this house with us. And their reasoning is, and it's tough because all of them are like, we like the guy. We do. He's great and love what's going on for you. We barely know him. We're not allowing a strange man to stay in the house with our kids while everyone is asleep overnight. We don't know him well enough. He cannot stay here. And it's sort of started to tear the family a little bit.
Isn't there like some inherent credibility, though? If somebody's been going out with them for 1.5 years, they're pretty much vouching for their character, right?
But it depends on the person who's vouching and how good they are at judging character. Does she have a history of like dating douchebags?
No, she doesn't. But the moms, and here's the weird thing is the moms all say no, except for my friend's mom. So head mom says, it's fine. Head dad says, I don't like it. So it's reversed up there. Mm. And so that's where it's starting to get really weird is some people are like, you're overreacting. Calm down. They've been together 1.5 years. And then everyone else is like, we're not overreacting. We literally don't know this guy well. You can't know everything about a person in 1.5 years. Who knows what somebody may be hiding? It's too big of a risk. While we're asleep, the kids are asleep, the whole house is asleep. This guy can do anything.
I wouldn't have even thought twice about it. You guys?
Well, I mean, I'm not a parent, so I don't really know what kind of paranoia I would have about somebody sleeping in the same house as my kids. I wouldn't even thought this would be a problem. But for me, like, I think that's a valid concern to have. I guess my first thought was, is there anything you can buy on Amazon where you can, like, lock the doors from the outside and only you have the keys? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if that's even an option. But I think their concerns are valid, but I don't know how you go about that.
Yeah, it's tough not being a parent and trying to gauge how you would feel in a situation like that. But, I mean, I genuinely feel like I wouldn't have even have had a second thought about it. 1.5 years seems like a long enough time for me if I believe that the person that is vouching is credible. So it makes me wonder, like, how long do the parent or the dad that's not comfortable, like, how long do you really want to know somebody for before you feel like it's okay?
Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Okay, so as the mom with a kid, it wasn't my initial reaction. Oh, man. I'm really, really torn here. And I'm also not trying to do like gender biases as well. Like if he's a man and it's little girls versus little boys, or if it was her brother and his girlfriend, and I'd be okay with the girlfriend staying, but not a man. So I'm trying to take all of that into consideration. I literally feel like that woman in the meme where all of the math equations are popping off in her head.
Well, I mean, it's been 1.5 years. I mean, and if you look at statistics, when these nasty things happen, it's usually a family member.
Correct.
Right? Somebody that you've known for a really long time.
It is. you know what? I think out of respect for how everybody's feeling and those with kids, and this is the first year, have them stay at the condo and test the waters. And then everything goes great. Next year, he's in the house. Mm. I think that's what I would do. If there are that many people who are concerned and worried about a stranger being in the home with their kids.
It's not a stranger, though. It's somebody that's been around for a year and a half.
It's a stranger to them. Like, they've met, if I'm a person and I've met somebody like once or twice, that person is a stranger to me and a stranger to my kid. Mm. Yeah, it's not a stranger to the sister, obviously, but right. It's a stranger to me and a stranger to my kid.
Would you still go if you're the guy in that situation and you know that the family feels so uncomfortable that they make you sleep somewhere else?
That's a really good question.
Right?
I would probably feel like, well, you know what? I just don't want to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. I'll catch you on the next
one. You think I'm going to do what to
you? Yeah, right? Yes. I'd be so offended.
The Burt Show.